Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR, Community Radio, 9:30, Sunday morning, longest-running radio show in Australia, 50 years running, coincides with 50 years of 3CR. We're here from the beginning and we'll be here well into the future. But we need the money to keep flowing in. There's a few little scallywags around there. We've got short hands and long pockets.
T-Rexes.
So,
couple of T-Rexes.
I'll be telling you next week, people will be named and shamed. So I would be getting my donations in.
T-Rex of the week is coming up.
You can drop your donations off at the office.
Yep,
level 5, go see Deanna and she'll process your donation. Or if not, you're going to be scallywag. And no one wants that shame.
And that is a terrible thing to have around your neck.
Oh, terrible, terrible.
That's right. So head up to level 5.
Stats pulling hands.
Oh, that isn't cheap.
We'll take cash, we'll take car, we'll take whatever.
We'll take whatever. We'll take small bills. Yep. Bring your piggy bank in.
We'll take Bitcoin, whatever you got.
Yep.
I don't know if we've got the facilities for Bitcoin.
We'll still take them.
We'll still take them. Yep. We'll make it happen.
Yep.
3CR can make it happen.
And we do have, this week coming up, we have a big thing for the union. We've got the retired members.
Oh, yes. Looking forward to that. Can't wait to get there.
What day? Sure it's this week? Sure it's not in 2 weeks?
Might be 2 weeks.
2nd of July.
Oh, 2nd of July.
We can do the pre's. We can have pre's.
It's not like Campo to go to the early crow.
We can do a dry run.
Well, we're just getting the venue set up, getting all the streamers out.
We'll do a soft start, see how it goes.
Man, I'm happy to sit in the park with a couple of cans.
Gorillas, mate. Wilco's ironing his suit, getting all his stuff together.
Yeah. Ready for the train ride in. Yeah.
A few of the boys are getting ready, so...
It's always a great day.
We've told the venue to put the beers on ice.
Yeah.
So they're nice and cold.
Nice if they swap the carton draft instead of...
Buddy, what's the go with that? Mate, I hate going to these joints where they're all these...
Fruity beers.
Yeah, like, please, mate. We just want carton draft.
That's right.
And we want it cold.
Give us an Aussie battling beer. It's made from a Japan company.
Throw a couple of vomit bombs, a couple of VBs in there.
Vomit bombs, that one. Visitor's beer.
I know they put on a meal, but I'm just happy with party pies and a couple of sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know. Froppies. I'd be happy to walk in and see a couple of King Browns just sitting on the table.
Oh, in a paper
couple
bag.
Of brown snakes?
100%, mate. Well, a couple of legless people. We had to put a few people in a taxi the last time. Mm. Which, by the way, we're more than happy to do. That's all part of the service.
We're here to facilitate.
We're here part of the service.
And get in. It's a great day for all.
It is a good day.
So if you haven't got your name down and you're a retired member, make sure you get on the retired members list and come, because a few times a year we get together and have a bit of a catch up and chew the fat.
Because we owe them, the retired members, pretty much everything we have today.
100%, mate. They blewed for super, and you know the amount of time they did on the grass was less than what there was in their balance.
And these RDOs, they're not our RDOs to give away.
Exactly. It is. They were the ones that did the sacrifice for it, and we need to maintain and better it.
You know what I mean? And that's just a small appreciation, but two lunches a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. It's just a small, you know, and they get a couple of good, but they love it.
Oh, they love it.
I remember the last one we were there, we were chatting to a few, there was a couple of boys I worked with, old Kev, Scratch, all the former patchers of Form 700. And Kev's like, this is brilliant. He goes, I've been rounding up the gang. He says, what do you mean? All the boys who are retiring now. He says, I'm getting round them all, telling them all to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
So he's chief recruiter for CFMU.
Grass.
That's on, what you man. Want. Build the army. You know what I mean? And it seems to get bigger every time you go there. It seems there's more and more people.
100%. There's a bloke in there, I tell you, I swore he was about 40 odds. I says, hey, you retired.
No, no, that's just Martin Murphy. He just
Sweet Gums Murphy.
He looks like Methuselah or the Bible.
Yeah. And, you know, he's going to have his little, it's going to be a bit of a treat for the retired members. He's going to have his little stand set up. You know? Yeah. So if you need any fishing
Market
gear
Day or Murphy, any, he'll have his stall.
Any stuff set up, he'll have his little stall. You'll be able to, like, get your little gift bag and go see Martin Murphy. Yeah. I think. I don't know if he has FPOS facilities, but...
He's given a free shipping offer as well. Oh, yeah. And then over $50.
Yeah, he'll deliver. Yeah. He'll deliver. Like. Yeah.
Sweet Gums always delivers. He gives you the satisfaction guarantee on your gum delivery.
I think he sold Corey a weight
vest.
Belt. Is it a belt for diving?
Something like that.
Yeah, because Corey's not on for his diving.
Yeah. He is, actually.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a pretty good diver. He gets into it.
Have you seen him do it?
Well, I've heard about it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I've seen photos.
I've seen photos.
I've got no.
It's a wonderful thing.
I also saw a photo of him with his wetsuit in the shower. So, yeah.
I've got
he's just bringing it in.
He's just wearing it in.
I've got no reason to doubt his work.
Nah.
There's no reason to doubt his word either. He is an honest man. I'll give him that.
He's
as
honest
as they come. Yep. The Goliath from Geelong.
But talking about RDOs, you know, we know we're going into an EBA campaign and. Mate, isn't there already some builders whinging about productivity and need flexibility on the RDOs? I had someone in there for a meeting and go, oh, when you had the code agreement, the flexibility on your RDOs was unreal and you could do whatever you want. Yeah. Bum, bum.
And then in the next breath, they're talking about four-day working weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
But we want 4 days with two split shifts and we can just keep going around the clock and no one actually gets a break. Yeah. And then we'll get rid of that and everyone just works 7 days.
Exactly.
And then they masquerade around as if they're giving us our RDOs when we actually pay for them.
Yeah, it's their own hours.
You know what I mean? And then the media get hold of all this. Oh, you know, they're getting paid to sit at home and do nothing.
The Melbourne Council don't help with their bloody.
Oh, no, 100%.
You can't work this, you can't work that. Wouldn't it be better to do high-risk work on the weekends when there's less people around?
100%.
You know?
But 100%. That's the unfortunate. When you have people in these governments and in these roles try to dictate how these you know, programs and all that should be done, and they've no clue how it actually works in their
real. If they go a bit of flexibility, the building gets done quicker, everyone gets in, they get more rates, everyone's happy.
And me and the Sparrow been getting around a bit. The amount of builders and developers are whinging about the councils, Melbourne City, Maribyrnong. There's a heap of councils. Just hold projects up.
Well, one got a fine starting at 6:56.
Yeah.
They saw the crane swing at 6:56 and got a fine. It's an electric crane, makes no noise.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they were swinging. They just started.
Just doing checks.
I remember Builder.
Nothing was on the hook.
I remember Builder copped it one time on one of the jobs I was on, and that's how the crane was moving. There was no one even in the crane. It was in Friesloo.
Yeah.
With Weathervane, and they had to go and argue the point out. It took them like 3 months to argue the point out that the crane wasn't actually working.
But it was like four grand fine straight off the bat something ridiculous. Or eight even, maybe.
I'd love to have that power. Imagine just walking around.
You're fine.
Bloody. And that ain't Misha, Melbourne City Council. Mate, you park your car for 2 seconds, you're getting fucking. Ticket.
Sounds like PCF is starting to play up a bit. They've got a few new foremen trying to make their stamp. And
there's always one, isn't there?
They've been there a week and it's all going to shit.
That's what happens when you're a part of the capital family. Yeah. They like pushing the boundaries, don't they?
Well, they've got old crews, old boys, great form workers that are they're ready to snatch it. So.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of the old blokes from Cayley's, they've been done every high rise in Melbourne, boys.
So they want to be careful with what's going on there.
Someone wants to come in and test and show that they've got more. Yeah. They've got more hang than the person before them.
When you lose everyone, and then you've got a bit of unskilled, labour doing the job, accidents happen, especially with the push.
So 100%.
You listen to all these bigger jobs. They want the man to do the jobs. Yeah. They want the workers to do the jobs. Why wouldn't you jump?
100%.
Why would you work under those conditions?
Especially if you're getting looked after a bit better, not treated 100%. Like shit.
Oh, 100%. You just want respect and a bit of dignity, don't you?
Yep. That's like anything, you know what I mean? You want to be appreciated for your work, you know what I mean? If you're going in there doing the job.
Mm. Talking about appreciating work, I had a few frothies last Sunday.
I don't believe you.
Buddy, watching the World Cup, how good was it to see the Aussies?
Mate, it was one of the best games I've watched in a while. And I must say, Turkey were a very good team, but Australia were a very well-drilled side. They done absolutely fantastic.
And I've got to admit, it was actually like I was at a pub and it was packed, and it was good to see the community getting behind it. You saw all the stuff on Facebook and Instagram, and a few chants at the game were pretty good.
Yeah, the old Trump's a dirty something.
So I thought that was pretty good. Shared it to the Aussies. I think they got a game this Saturday, don't they?
Yeah, Morocco. It's probably already played by the time you listen to this. So I'm going to go for the win. Well done, boys.
Well done, boys.
We're going early crow.
And the other one, mate, how good was it? And people wonder why we're the sporting capital of Australia, Melbourne. Largest State of Origin crowd of all time. All time to watch the mighty Maroons,
mate,
win.
You look at Victoria. Victoria's got gangbusters, mate. Gangbusters, mate. There's one.
There's nothing holding us back.
All these other.
apart from if you own a tobacco shop,
or a nightclub, or a gym,
or
any small business,
yeah.
Or if you want to walk around the corner and get stabbed, but you know, but
besides that's all good.
Just don't ask them people. They're laughing.
We're fixing the stabbing. We got machete bins.
That seems to be working though.
You're getting stab proof vest now.
Is that? Oh yeah. Do we get that?
No.
We need more than that.
No. Go for a lovely drink. Yeah. Here's your complimentary bulletproof vest.
All right. We might cut to a track. This one, John Wilshaw sent it through. So here you go.
And conditions fought, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. And you could round up your scabs, recruit your spies, send your hired guns into the Bougainville mines, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. Well, as daylight's breaking at the number one mine, the comrades gather by the railway line to block the path of our country's first scab coal. But on this picket line we've made our stand, for we know that the power's there in our hands. You can make your threats and you can tell your lies. On this picket line you'll hear the cries. You can buy the press and you can buy the courts, try to tap our wages and conditions for it, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. And you can round up your scabs, recruit your spies, send your hired guns into the Bougainville mines, but you won't rouse the Hunter Valley boys. Reputation, it is well known, back in Pinochet, Suharto and that fascist Franco. Divide the masses and reward the few, but we won't be bowing to the likes of you. You can buy the press, you buy the courts, try to tap our wages and conditions for it, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. And you can round up your scabs, recruit your spies, send your hired guns into the Bougainville mines, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. Reputation, it is well known, when organised labour is overthrown, seniority is here like the black of night. In the Hunter Valley we'll retain that right. You can buy the press and buy the courts, try to tap our wages and conditions for it, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys.
and you can round up your scans, recruit your spies, send your hired guns into the Bougainville mines, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. Yes, you can buy the press and you can buy the courts, try to tap our wages and conditions for it, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. And you can round up your scabs, recruit your spies, send your hired guns into the Bougainville mines, but you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys. No, you won't roll the Hunter Valley boys.
I'm not going to give Wilshire any credit.
Nah,
but
not a bad song.
That's not a bad song.
Today is no different.
Yeah. We do have a little bit of a treat, and part of our 50 years, we're going to play some clips from the old shows, and I think this one comes from 77.
I feel privileged to introduce the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive. www.3cr.org.au/Concrete Gang 50 Years. All one word. Dare to struggle, dare to win.
Well, on Concrete Gang, we've got a new experience for you. You've enjoyed our previous shows. We hope you enjoy this. We've got our new quiz game from Melbourne. That fast-moving show, it's Epidemic. And over to our compere, Danny Duck.
Oh, good afternoon, viewers. Now, listeners. And tonight we have a very lively program lined up for you. We've got three schools with us in the studio tonight for this quiz show. We've got the team represented from Melbourne Grammar. Oh, we've also got the team from Geelong Grammar. And we've also got the team from Footscray Tech.
Hey, good on you, boys.
And tonight, our questions will be around Malcolm Fraser's a brilliant new industrial relations legislation, which is coming up before the Parliament. Oh. Yes. Now, Footscray Tech, this is the next question for you, the captain of the Footscray Tech team. Another thing about this industrial relations legislation, it will enable the Industrial Relations Bureau to take proceedings against any officer of a union who supports industrial action in breach of a bans clause, or a settlement of disputes procedure, or against a non-unionist. Now, can you tell me, the captain of Footscray Tech, what would be the penalty involved on any officer who broke this legislation?
Well, Danny, I knew your brother in Penridge, but I won't mention
Mr. Duck, if you don't mind.
But I think it's $500 for each day for breach of a bans clause, or settlement of a disputes procedure, and $400 for each day for refusing to work with a scab.
Hey!
Well,
I'm just very rough language.
I was just having a word with the arbitration court judges there. Well, I must say that your answer is correct, but I'm very upset about the use of the word scab, and so therefore I can't really award you any points. So Footscray Tech go still have a minus or a zero score on the board. Melbourne Grammar with 10 points, and on with our third question.
Yes, right,
Mr. Duck, how come these grammar schools get loaded questions, and us poor tech school, we get all the hard ones?
Mr. Duck, I want that young man removed immediately.
Right. Police! Right. Now, I'd like to... Thank you. Sorry, then.
Yes, well, the score as it stands at the moment is 20 all to Geelong and Melbourne Grammar, who are running neck and neck here with Footscray Tech coming a bad last. And now it's on with our final round of questions. Melbourne Grammar, can you answer me this question? I thought you'd gone. If you were the Prime Minister of this country, what would you do with the strikers that are causing so much havoc, pestilence in this nation today?
I'd line them up and shoot them.
Yes, the arbitration court judges have nodded an approval over there, so that's a bonus of 10 points for you. Right, and Footscray Technical School will ask you another question. Yes, If you were a worker, which you obviously will be, what would you do about this great new legislation that Mel Fraser's brought down?
I'd tell Fraser to stick his fascist legislation.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, the arbitration court judges have done... That's actually a minus 10 there, so that really puts you in a bad position. Now, Geelong Grammar, the last question of the round. And what would your answer be to the previous idiot?
Life wasn't meant to be easy.
Oh, yes, that was a very good answer there from Geelong Grammar. So, and we draw to another conclusion, the show epidemic. So be tuned next week. And just repeating those scores, Geelong Grammar and Melbourne Grammar tied on 30 points each. And Footscray Technical School came up bad last with minus 10. And at the moment, their team is being interrogated at the local police station for causing disruption on the radio program. And now, back to our regular program. Thank you, listeners.
Well, isn't it good to hear some of the old stories? But I'm gonna say, how good was that? Bit of a laugh. And, you know, the same. It seems like history repeats itself with bad legislation, and our union's always been the target of bad legislation. But I am going to pull someone up. I think he's getting a little bit out of control. Warren.
Still going.
It's gone from a one-minute clip to bloody...
Five.
Five. Next week it'll be the whole show.
I've got a crowbar at home. I've named Warren.
Warren?
Warren the crowbar.
Warren the crowbar.
Crowbar's his way out everywhere.
The great inserter. Mm-hmm. He's got a skill at it.
I don't know about that one, but... So, might be a few ramifications there.
We do have a bit of scallywag behaviour, though. Yeah. What's young Pauline been doing...
She was at the, was it the National Press Club? Was it the Press Club?
Yeah.
Getting chauffeur driven around by old Gina.
Yeah, I was laughing at, I was reading some of the Herald Sun and all these other big media things about saying, oh, you know, she was in there and she was ruthless with them and all. And I'm like, is this satire? Are they actually watching the same shit everyone else is watching? Yeah. She was like a dribbling mess up there. She was mumbling all her words, and then someone obviously dropped a banner. It said, you know, she voted against pay rises for workers, bring up the minimum wage, but she didn't vote against her own pay rise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so this is the reality of it. And then people up there talking about, the natural resources of this country. He's talking about taxing it. She is literally funded by Gina Ryan and all them.
Yeah, yeah.
But so you got all these miners, you're going to tax. She's full of shit. She's in there saying... She's for the battler and the Aussie people and the working class people. But the reality of it is, her votes are bought and paid for by the, you know, the 1%.
Yeah.
When do you remember when the NRA? She thought the NRA were actually lobbying her. It was all set up.
Yeah.
They were like, oh well, we want to pay you for your votes to swing again for gun reform and all that there. And she's like, yeah, no, we can do that. We can do that. So. She's no different. She's just a grub.
She's already sold him to Gina.
She's a grub.
How's Gina's trying to introduce her? What's she calling her? The bulldozer.
The bulldozer.
She's trying to get the whole crowd to make this bulldozer noise, and they all just laughed at her. Bring out the bulldozer. And they all just started laughing at her.
And then they give her like a bulldozer, an orange bulldozer.
Yeah. But you know, she's a champion of the working class. You know, right. She wants the bulldozer to go in there and, you know, bulldoze your rights away.
Well, this is the same Gina Reinhardt who couldn't understand why we can't pay workers $3 a day. They do it in Africa.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
$2 a day.
$2.
The other one I had to laugh at, she wanted to make it easier for bosses to sack whoever they want, just, keep the business. You know, one of those things you get sacked for is you're not showing up. But it seems like there was a thing on Channel 7. She's one of the most politician hasn't showed up for question time or any of that, or senator inquiries. She doesn't show up. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And she's sitting, like you said, she's talking about sacking people and people should, wages should be a little bit more. She's clearly saying everything Jan Reinhardt's telling her to say, you know what I mean?
And as it is, they get paid bugger all these fly-in, fly. If you go per hour that you're working, it's shit. Yeah. Wages are absolute shit.
And the narrative that she's pushing is the exact same as that reform narrative in the UK where they want zero-hour contracts.
Yeah.
So I sign you to a zero-hour contract. It means I could give you no shifts a week.
No shifts, but I'll still want you there when I need
but
you.
But if I tell you to turn up, you got to turn up when I tell you. And if I tell you to turn up for 2 hours, that's it. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the narrative that they want to push.
Because
so.
She needs to make more money.
100%. 100%.
She wants reform. Did you see she got questioned about sex offenders because she's got a new political thing about, sex offenders and the register and all that? And, mate, I agree with a lot of that stuff. But then she was questioned, what her chief of staff was, is a convicted sex offender. Is he going to be on the register?
What
the hell? And she's like, I tell you, that reversed, that bulldozer put a definitely reverse sign on that.
She was looking for that Uno card flat out. She goes, where's that Uno reverse?
It's reverse people was working.
So, mate. Workers voting for her is like a turkey voting for Christmas.
Oh, and, mate,
know, if we vote her in, we are the dumbest nation on earth. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And we've got the concrete doctor sending his scallywag too.
Oh, yeah.
Future Cast, formerly known as Roquez. They owe thousands of dollars in wages, entitlements. They're freestanding panels everywhere. The last test and tag was 2022. Crack panels. Lifters ripping out of precast. The yard looks like an absolute tip. They've actually got chickens in their yard.
Yeah, they run their own petting zoo.
Yeah,
so if you want eggs, you just get them from work. They're all
even the chickens' conditions look absolutely terrible, don't they?
There's a fair chance we should get the RSPCA down
It could be a cause for that. But that's Roquez. I think they've been around for a long time. They keep rebranding, you know.
One of those.
No, no. They're known as Future Cast now. So if anyone's got Future Cast panels on your job, go check your trucks and check the birth certificates, do full audits on them.
And don't stand beside them.
I wouldn't get too close to the trucks.
Looking at the photos, it's bloody terrible. They got panels laying on the ground, leaning up against things. They're cracked, stuff's blown out. It looks bloody disgusting.
And these bosses using them are just as bad as them. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely a stingray.
And panels, they're not forgiving.
No. They're a silent killer.
No mercy in that.
Silent killer.
No.
Yeah, I think there's been a few issues on some of the jobs around town. Yeah. I think Hickory are a big
So that might be something for everyone to do anyway. Next week, all your stewards, next panel truck that rolls up, make sure you're doing all your checks and birth certificates, and whether it's Roquez or whoever they're coming from, we need to be getting a bit more vigilant with these panels. Yeah.
And if you're the shoppy on the job, also check the compliance on the yard too. Make sure their inklings up to speed and their supers up to speed because, you know, there's a few scallywag behavior. At the moment, I think in the next couple of weeks, we are putting on a compliance officer in the office. Mm-hmm. So their sole job will be to make sure everyone's Inklink, CBUS and Co-Invest or Leave Plus is paid.
And we're getting a wage claim officer too, so.
So that'd be good. So what other scallywags we got, mate?
We got EPH, Eastern Plant Hire. They were out at the Frankston Hospital.
Aren't they owned by Delta?
No. They were under one of the plumbers out there. But sham contracting. Sending out owner-operators, sham contracting. When it all stunned dusted, they were like, oh, no, well, no.
Very unreasonable. Very unchristian.
So, yeah. Government job. Sham contracting on a government job. So, yeah. Shout out to the shoppy and
that's not illegal. As long as we're not involved, it's not illegal. So
100%.
What any other ones, lads?
Yeah, there's a few. We got whoever's been clogging the Monash the last couple of days. The Monash, we've had a concrete pump blow break down in the middle of the Monash, and then yesterday we had a crane overturned on the Monash. Yeah, so.
Do we have any Suki Lalas? Is there any Suki Lalas?
Who's sooking?
Yeah, who was sooking? Someone was sooking.
I heard the Capital Group were in there sooking about their RDOs and flexibility and want to work every second day.
PCF and all.
PCF.
Sooking about their Korean crews and all that there.
Swapping around.
I think Pauline Hanson's sooking a bit because she, you know, when she went on the press club, she definitely made herself look like a fool. So
the bulldozer.
Yeah. So who are we going for scallywags?
Probably got the precast mob. Precast mob.
Suki Lala.
Pauline
Hanson. So we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we have a song for young Joel. We messed up when he called in for his donation.
Free Cheese was abusing a kid.
So Tamara's son, Joel, he is a massive Hawks fan. Cats fan.
listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.